Welcome back to The Table I Built. If this is your first time listening, welcome. If you've been with me since episode one, I'm so glad you're here and you came back. This table, as I've said, is for the underdogs, for the builders, for those who don't always get invited in, but you keep showing up anyway. And I love that for us. I love that for you. So episode two, we're talking about hiring, firing, and healing. This episode is personal. It's heavy. It's about what I've learned in over two decades in human resources leadership, about people, about politics, and about healing inside systems that weren't always built for us. Now, there is an emotional weight of leadership. Let's talk about it. And let me start first by saying, I love people. That's why I've stayed in this work for over 20 years. But loving people and leading them through systems that often aren't built with their full humanity in mind, that's a different kind of calling. Now, let's be clear here. This is not about any one specific employer. I have had to sit across from employees, people I've known, people I've advocated for, and look them in the eyes and tell them that their roles are being eliminated. I've had to say those words while knowing what it really meant: their bills, their identity, their families, their plans for next month's rent or mortgage. I've led reduction in forces. I've coached executives through restructures. I've signed off on severance packages, but it never gets easier. And honestly, it shouldn't. We talk a lot in corporate spaces about business decisions, but every decision touches human beings, a family, and a story. And carrying that weight, that is the emotional labor of this work. Now let's talk about bringing people to the table, because on the other side of the coin, or of that coin, is the beauty, the moments I live for and I look forward to, and that's being able to bring people to the table. I mean, this is my jam. There's no greater honor than using my seat at the table to make space for someone else. In almost every role I've held, I have made it my mission to identify talent that would otherwise be overlooked. People who didn't go to Ivy League schools, or people who remind me of, quite frankly, me. The single mom, the overlooked candidate, the one who has everything it takes but just needs someone to see them. And that is one of the best parts of this work, is bringing people with me. When I do it, I see the anxiousness and the nervousness and the excitement in the eyes, but then also like the pride when they are sitting in a room next to me or across from me, and I look at them and give them a nod like, you got this, you got this. It's one of the best parts of the work, because truth be told, that wasn't always done for me. And I believe it's part of my purpose to make sure the cycle breaks right there. So now let's talk about the hard part, politics and being politically agile. Corporate leadership will test you in so many ways. You learn quickly that decisions aren't always about right or wrong. They're about what's strategic, what's palatable, what's political, what's revenue driving. And if you don't learn how to be politically agile early, you will get left out of the room. And if you're not left out of the room, you're left out of the real decision-making rooms, because there's always a couple of levels to this thing. But here's the key. Political agility without compromising who you are. Let's talk about that. That has been one of my greatest areas of growth over my career, is learning how to, let's be honest, play the game without losing my voice. Learning how to move in rooms where I might be the only Black woman, I might be the only former teen mom, the only executive who didn't grow up with access and affluence, but that's actually my edge. Let me tell you something that most companies miss: humanity. Companies invest millions into systems, tech, products, but they forget the soul of the organization is its people. And when you lead without acknowledging people's real life experiences, their grief, their resilience, their brilliance, you miss out on the very thing that makes your organization great. We have to do better with accountability, with inclusion, with empathy, because performance was never just about KPIs or OKRs. It's about whether people feel seen, supported, and safe enough to bring their full selves to work. Can you imagine if someone doesn't feel included or feel like it's not a safe place? Well, do you think they'll give you 100%? Absolutely not. And so let's talk about healing inside the system and what it means to try and heal inside a system that was never designed for you. Now, as I've shared, I come from Community Arms Apartments in Northwest Pasadena. I was a teen mom on welfare. I've had to make impossible choices and survive real life pressure and then carry that same grit into corporate boardrooms that didn't expect me to be there in the first place. My competitive edge isn't just my education or my executive title. It's my lived experience. It's being able to read the room because I had to read people to survive. It's knowing how to de-escalate conflict because I grew up in spaces where conflict was literally life or death. Just Google Community Arms Apartments in the 1980s. It's been being able to walk into a room full of suits and know that I belong, not in spite of where I've come from, but because of it. That, to me, is what real leadership is. It's not perfection. It's not having it all together 100% of the time. It is presence. It's knowing how to hold space for other people's humanity while continuing to do the work to heal your own. So as we wrap up, to every HR leader, every people leader, people manager, every executive who carries the weight of these decisions, I see you and I know it is not easy. And to those navigating systems that don't always make room for your full self, I want you to keep showing up anyway. Keep building, keep healing. Because at the end of the day, your voice, your story, your presence, it matters. And it is quite literally your edge. And at this table, you are welcome. Thank you for listening to The Table I Built. If this episode spoke to you, I'd love if you'd share it with someone who needs to hear it. And don't forget, episodes drop weekly. And next week, we'll be talking about reinvention and why you're never too far gone to begin again. Talk soon.